sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
When I was a little kid, a pair of robins built a nest in my backyard. I remember my mom lifted me up to look at the blue eggs, and she warned me not to touch them because the mother bird would abandon her nest if she smelled the human scent. That's an oft-repeated admonition, but since then I've learned that most birds have no sense of smell. With the exception of some birds such as turkey vultures that are able to hone in on certain smells linked to their food sources, most birds have a very limited sense of smell. Birds don't abandon their nests because of human scent, but disturbance and activity around the nest can be a problem, and a bird is more likely to abandon eggs than chicks. The more energy and time birds have invested in their nestlings, the more likely they are to stay.
The myth about human scent causing abandonment is also untrue for most other animals, including mammals. Baby animals that have been handled by biologists are usually reunited with their mothers, who do not appear bothered by the biologist's scent on their young. Again, disturbance is the real problem. When handling baby animals, biologists must work quickly and carefully to minimize disturbance. The best rule of thumb if you find any baby bird or animal is just to leave it alone. In most cases, the parents are nearby and may be waiting for you to leave the area. However, if you do inadvertently happen to touch a bird's egg or nest, rest assured that your scent alone won't cause the parents to flee. Just leave the area as quickly and quietly as you can, and do what you can to minimize your disturbance. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawk.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.